AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. In Switzerland, investigators believe they've determined what triggered that deadly New Year's fire. Ed Donahue has details.
The belief is sparkling candles on top of champagne bottles set off the fire at the busy La Constellation Bar at the Crans Montana Resort when they came too close to the ceiling. About 40 people were killed. This man, Oscar, got out.
People were banging on the windows because it's like a winter garden. I don't know if you call it like this in English. It's like semi-outside spot with, but still with windows. And everyone was banging on the windows and stuff, screaming. It was like a horror movie, but they couldn't get out. I think the windows were too thick.
The candles give off a stream of upward shooting sparks. The resort is in a small town. This man lives there.
I think it's a reminder to all of us to always appreciate life because it can happen even in Crans Montana.
Mourners have been leaving candles and flowers at an impromptu memorial near the bar. I'm Ed Donahue.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has appointed the head of the country's military intelligence as his new chief of staff. General Kirill Budenov is one of the country's most recognizable and popular wartime figures. He's led the GUR since 2020. President Trump's been exchanging threats with top Iranian officials. In a social media post, Trump warned that if Tehran violently kills peaceful protesters, the U.S. will come to their rescue. The head of Iran's Supreme National Security Council says U.S. intervention would lead to chaos in the entire region and the destruction of U.S. interests. Economic protests have been widening across Iran, and at least 7 people have been killed. The FBI says it disrupted a New Year's Eve attack plot in North Carolina. An 18-year-old arrested, charged with attempting to provide material support to a foreign terrorist organization after allegedly pledging loyalty to the Islamic State group. A relatively quiet week to the year for stocks. The Nasdaq flat, the S&P up 0.2%. The Dow added 319 points. This is AP News. College football's Final Four set. Githinkulbaugh reports Miami was the first in Wednesday, while yesterday,
Fernando Mendoza threw 3 touchdown passes and top-seeded Indiana roared into the college football playoff semifinals with a 38-3 rout of Alabama in the 112th Rose Bowl.
It's such a great opportunity for all of us. It would be Rose Bowl champions. However, we have a very tough opponent in Oregon, so we're looking on them.
Alabama quarterback Ty Simpson says a cracked rib sidelined him in the second half. Simpson got hurt when an Indiana player's helmet hit him in the torso and caused a fumble. After his first down scramble, Lucas Carneiro kicked a tie-breaking 47-yard field goal with 6 seconds left to lift number 6 Mississippi over third-ranked Georgia 39-34 in a CFP quarterfinal in the Sugar Bowl. Oregon dominated Texas Tech with a 23-0 CFP quarterfinal win at the Orange Bowl. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Comfort is often the first thing we're willing to give up, like taking a long flight for a vacation or waking up early for a workout. But don't let style be the reason you aren't comfy. Mack Weldon's Ace Collection makes it effortless to look put together while feeling truly comfortable. Inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, the Ace Collection combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and confident looks. Upgrade your collection for the new year with new bomber jackets, half zips, sweats, crew necks, and much more. Get comfortable anywhere with Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com. Promo code MACK25.